Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Hey there, sunshine. In life, we all face struggles. Maybe your struggle is extra pounds. Maybe you're struggling with high blood pressure or high cholesterol. Perhaps you've gotten a diagnosis like an autoimmune diagnosis or type 2 diabetes or something along those lines. And you find yourself thinking, it's always going to be this way. I have this thing and it's defining your future. But there is a way to break free. You do not have to stay stuck where you are. In this episode, we're going to talk to you about how you can change the trajectory of your life to end up where you want to be. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started.
Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We are thrilled to have you here. If this is your first time listening, oh, you're so in for a treat. And really, seriously, you're like family here. So we're just fireside in the living room, talking to one another, just having a conversation.
So we love having you join us. It's so great to have you here. And today we're talking about something that's very important. And this is a bit of a mindset thing, but it can be very strategic. This is something that you really need to take time to do for yourself. You know, we love to bring you into our home, into our thoughts, into our minds, and share with you the things that we've been learning and growing in. And Jared was recently listening to something about finances, and the guy shared something really interesting that we felt rang true to whole food plant-based living.
We thought it was very profound, and sometimes it can be those little bits of profound knowledge that we say will change your trajectory. You will end up in a very different place, but in a good way. So I was listening to a gentleman talk about finances, and he was saying that if you just let your circumstances, your present, dictate your future, that is very different than if you have a specific future. Say you've got a certain earning goal in mind, or if you've got a certain business, something that you want to do, then you need to let your future define your present. Mm-hmm. And that's very backwards and counter to what we think, because obviously the present happens before the future. So what's happening now must determine what comes in the future. And that can be, but does it have to be? No. I mean, you can kind of tumble through life and just let it happen. And then that will determine where you end up. But what about if you think, what are my goals? Now, in the case of what we love to talk about here, our health, what I'm eating, what can I do that might actually reverse my type 2 diabetes.
And how do I make it sustainable? This is the big thing that Jared and I are all about.
How do
you make living this way sustainable? There's doing a diet. This is not a diet at all. And people have gone through diets and we know that diets don't work. So then you come to the thought process. The next thing is, ooh, I got to make it a lifestyle. Okay, I'm not dieting. Now I'm going to make it a lifestyle. But yet you tried the lifestyle and you can't make the lifestyle work. And so the next thing you do is you come to Power on Plants because we teach you how to create a sustainable lifestyle. That is what makes all the difference. Because if you don't know how to enjoy the way you're living, it's never going to be sustainable. It's never going to last. You've got to enjoy the process, find the joy in it, find the foods that you absolutely love, that taste great, that are simple and easy and work with your schedule. That's how you're going to love it. And right now, if you're not inside our free group, Podcast Insiders Experience, please do yourself a favor. It's one of the most important things you can do right now, and get in there and learn what you need to learn and surround yourself by the most incredible, inspiring people that you'll ever meet. This is your support team. These are your cheerleaders. They're going to cheer you on. You're going to gain ideas and share ideas, and you'll learn and grow together and get farther so much faster than you ever could have alone.
And if you don't, you're missing out. And this is not one of those fake FOMO, fear of missing out things, because the group is growing and we're seeing more and more people join. We read their bios. We hear their stories.
Testimonials are amazing.
The testimonials. And it's amazing. We love it. This is the group that we always wanted to find.
Yes.
And since we couldn't, we thought, you know what? We're just going to make one ourselves.
Absolutely.
And so please, you're missing out if you don't join. So, and it's free.
Right.
And if you've not heard this before, I've got a highlight. On the bottom right-hand corner of the group, there's a little magnifying glass that when you press that, a window pops open.
Listen, this is the window to your happy future. That's what I'm going to tell you. The magnifying glass is going to make your day great, your week's great, your month's great, because this is never going to end. As Jared and I are on here making more and more podcasts for you, putting all this incredible information, and you're trying to figure out, where did I hear that? What episode was it on? How do I know how to use this thing or that thing? Like, just take one thing, one simple ingredient like tofu. I don't know how to use it. I don't know if I'd ever liked it. I tried it before. How are they using it? Because it didn't taste very good the way I did it. You can search tofu, and not only will it pull up every time we've ever talked about it, it will pull up the specific place in each episode. You can click it and start listening right there inside the platform. It is amazing.
It's the Power on Plants podcast encyclopedia.
It is.
It's the poppy.
The poppy. And the poppy keeps the growing. Poppy. It's the good, healthy poppy. It's really good.
We have
good
our acronyms and our abbreviations.
I love it.
But seriously, do yourself a favor. Go in there. Join
right
today.
Right now.
PowerOnPlants.com/pie. That's PowerOnPlants.com/PIE. Podcast Insiders Experience. And it truly is an experience. So do yourself a favor. Get in there.
And then get the cookbook. If you don't have the cookbook yet, why not? It is such a no-brainer. It's at powerandplants.com/cookbook, and you can get the tried and true recipes that our family loves the most. You wonder what we're eating? It's there.
This is it.
This is what we eat. We created these things because I honestly got sick of going online, trying recipes, and being disgusted by what I ate and thinking, there's no wonder people have trouble sticking to whole food plant-based, because the majority of the recipes I tried left me hangry, frustrated, upset because the ingredients were too hard to find, or I was spending hours in the kitchen and it just didn't taste good.
And just unsatisfied.
Absolutely. So you've got to have the tried and true favorites. And I didn't do just main meals. You've got several recipes from the different categories because you need your snacks and you need your desserts and you need your, yes, you can have sweet things when you eat whole food plant-based and they taste oh so good, but you want to do it in the way that is healthy for you, that will love your body back, that you also love to eat, right? Because if we don't love it, we can't stick with it. It's just not going to happen. So go to powerandplants.com/cookbook right now and grab your copy of that. Get into the free Podcast Insiders Experience and share the recipes that you're trying and ask the questions you have about the recipes. We're there for you. The other members are there for each other. It's such an amazing and encouraging group of believers that are there for each other. And we just love seeing the connections that are made, the encouragement that's given. There's really no other place like it. It's absolutely amazing. So join us in Pi at powerandplants.com/pie after you grab your cookbook. That's at powerandplants.com/cookbook. But these things are going to help you to get the future that you're after. And we want to talk to you about this idea that we've been thinking through. Again, Jared heard it when he was listening to this finance guy. But really, we want to think about, am I just letting life happen to me and letting my current situation and circumstances build the future that I'm going to wind up in and land in? And I was telling Jared, it reminds me of a pinball machine.
Yes. And I said, it's like pinball syndrome. And then he said, nobody knows what that is. Of course, nobody knows what it is. I just made it up. But really, you feel like you're a ball inside of a pinball machine. The little paddle hits you and you hit the bumpers and you're zipping all over the place. Well, that's just you kind of traveling through life, floating down the stream. Life just happening. And where are you going to end up? You're going to end up down in the little hole with the other few metal balls down there.
We do not want to end up there. And you don't have to end up there. And maybe you're at that stage where life's happening as it's busy and things are going on and you're throwing in, sprinkling in a little plant-based meal here and one there. And you're trying to figure all this stuff out. And there's all this other chaos that's keeping you from it. And there's all these excuses and all these things that can keep you from the future that you would love to have. But maybe you have gotten so busy, you don't even take the time for yourself to figure out what that future should be. And so Jared was sharing with me how a lot of times we don't consider our future. We just let our current circumstances define our future, and the future just kind of happens. But what's so important is that you take the time for yourself, because no one else is going to do that. Take the time for yourself, carve that time out to figure out, what do I want my life to look like? That's how you're going to arrive at that destination. That's when you're going to start doing the things and putting the pieces into the puzzle that are going to give you the beautiful picture that you so long for. You first have to figure out, what is that picture I long for? I mean, do you want to be running and playing 25 years from now with your children and grandchildren, or even a year or 2 years from now? You know, whole food plant-based can change stuff very, very quickly for you. You could be out traveling, seeing all those places you want to see, hiking in nature. We have members that love to get on a boat and go out and travel around on the ocean and enjoy it. Carrie, girl, I know you're listening. She loves her boat. We have several members that like to get on motorcycles, y'all. They love getting out and doing these things, going out and building a business, helping people that are grieving and are going through hard times, because you've been through situations that have been painful and God has given you the ability to help people with that. But you can't do that if you don't feel good. You're constantly exhausted. You're constantly run down. And you're the pinball in this game of life, and life is just batting you around from one thing to another thing, and you haven't looked at the future you want and let it define the actions you're taking today.
And if the pinball analogy doesn't really resonate with you, I had the idea of, all right, I want to go to Publix. That's a local supermarket here where we live, and it's about 10, 15 minutes down the road. Now, if I just get in my car, start taking random turns, like, oh, I'm going to take a right turn here. I'm going to drive down the street, maybe take a left turn there. I very likely will not arrive to my destination unless it's just by dumb luck. But instead of just going out and just letting life happen and take some random turns here and there, not really considering it where it is that you're wanting to go, you think, I'd like to end up at the grocery store. But what if I say, okay, I know exactly where this Publix is. That's 15, 20 minutes into my future. That's where I want to end up.
Mm-hmm.
So I have very specific routes and turns and roads that I take to get there.
Right.
So
where you're wanting to go.
Exactly. Where you're wanting to go.
Is defining the steps you take.
And the steps. Instead of just going, I'm just going to let this happen and hopefully I'll end up there. So I feel like too many times, really unintentionally, I think that happens. And like you said, sometimes we get a diagnosis pronounced over us, and we let that just kind of define our future instead of saying, no.
I'm going to define.
I know that this thing can be beat.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this can get better, and I'm going to let that future define the steps that I take now so that I know that I end up over there.
Yeah, it's so important that you understand that there's nothing that cannot be healed. I want you to think about that for a minute. As a believer, there is nothing that cannot be healed. You serve Jehovah Rapha. He, by nature, is God, your healer. everything has an answer. There is an answer for it all, and he has the answers. He holds the key. That's why we talk about getting back to the garden, Genesis 1:29. He is the original creator of you. He has given you the owner's manual. He tells you how he created your body to run the best. But we get out in the world and we get confused, and it starts flipping us all around because we're listening to this person tell us to do this. This person says, oh, well, you're not going to get your protein. And that person says, oh, carbs are bad for you. And you're binging around on all these things that aren't even true. And you've got to get back to, how did God create me to eat? What did he say I was to eat when I was originally designed? What was I created to eat? What was my body created to run on? Then we can look at the science and see it backs it up time and again. Our body was created to thrive on carbohydrates. But we hear all these things. Carbs are bad for you. Where's you going to get your protein and all this stuff? And so we're going through life confused and not knowing what to do. And then we don't think about the future that we want. And so if the present has defined my future, in my mind, I'm not believing God's word. I'm not believing or thinking about God, my healer. I'm not even considering the fact that I could get better. But when you start seeing yourself better, and then you start dreaming about the things you want to do when you feel that way, when you're filled with power and energy and your body's thriving like God wants it to do, what is going to be possible for you then? That is the future that you want to define your present. So take some time today and start dreaming. First of all, realize something that's been pronounced over you, like a disease or a diagnosis. Realize that nothing is impossible with God. But we also know from research that the most common diseases of our time that are labeled chronic and get laid on you get reversed very often by whole plant foods. They can be reversed
by the things that the Father put in the foods for us already.
I mean, it's just there. But you have to be willing to prioritize your life. You are worth stopping and taking the time and starting to believe that you can get better. And then asking yourself, what are the dreams that God's placed on my heart? What am I passionate about doing in my life? Being there for my family as I age and get older, not just them having to care for me, but me still being active into old age, planting seeds in their life. I want you to go back into the book of Joshua and look at Caleb when it came time for them to come back to the promised land. He was aged. He was in his 80s. And he said, I've gone all this time wandering in the desert with everybody. Here we are about to go in. I wanted to go in 40-something years ago, right? I wanted to go in, but I couldn't. I had to wander around with you people, okay? So now he's saying, here I am, Joshua. I am in my 80s, but I have the same strength that I had back then. And God's promises are the same today for me. I still have the same faith in those promises today that I had back then, and I am ready to conquer the giants. Give me the giant's land. Okay, so he dreamed big, but my point is, even into his 80s, he was strong as he was in his 40s. These are the things that are possible for us. God gives us these stories for a reason. They're not just sweet little stories. Moses had clear vision to the day he went to be with God. Clear vision. Eyesight. We think, oh, as we get older, our eyesight grows dim. Don't be saying this stuff like that and believing that and giving that power in your life. You don't have to accept the way things are in the world around you. This is not your home. This is not your reality. Things can be different for you because God lives inside you. And he's given you the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of also, apart from the miraculous healings that are possible, he's given you the guidebook that shows you how to eat. He's given us now the medical knowledge, the nutritional research. You're here learning all those things. Then he's made me and Jared passionate about how do you make it taste good? How do you make it quick? How do you make it simple? How do you set up your environment, people, places, and things so you can thrive in this walk to know which steps to take, the exact steps to take, so you can reach the future that he has placed in your heart because you've taken time to dream about it and to ask him, what is it? What do you have for me? What do you want me to do? And you start seeing that future. You're going to live into that future. You're going to actually arrive there if you have the future in mind instead of letting life toss you around like a helpless little pinball.
Because you're going to make the decisions today that will get you to the future. Your future decided your present so that you can get to that dream.
We are so excited to hear the dreams that God's planting in your heart. What are you dreaming? What are you going to accomplish as you learn how to get more whole plant foods into your life? You know, we've got almost 300 episodes now. When you're listening to this, it might be 400, 500, 600 plus. Who knows how many? But regardless of that, all those are searchable inside our free group, which is where you need to be. And when you come in, your action step for today is to come into the free group and immediately post, I just listened to the episode about dreaming for my future so that I can let my future guide me in my present so that I actually end up there. You don't have to say all that, but you can just kind of briefly tell and just tell what dream has God placed into your life that when you learn how to make whole food plant-based sustainable, you start putting more and more of these steps into practice, you are going to be living out. Share that future with us. We're excited about the dreams that God's placed in your heart. We can't wait to dream with you, to pray for you, and to support you on this most amazing journey of making whole food plant-based living sustainable so that you can fully enjoy life. We look forward to seeing you inside Podcast Insider's Experience. Go right now and join us at poweronplants.com/PIE. That's poweronplants.com/PIE. And we will see you there. Have a fantastic week, sunshine.